The use of the term persons in the authorization was taken by the administration as a green light for assassinations. It passed the House with only one opposing vote and the Senate with no dissent. The lone nay vote against the AUMF came from liberal California Democrat Barbara Lee. However difficult this vote may be, some of us must urge the use of restraint, Lee declared, voice trembling, as she spoke on the floor of the House that day. There must be some of us who say, let's step back for a moment and think through the implications of our actions today. Let us more fully understand their consequences, she added in her submitted remarks. We must be careful not to embark on an open-ended war with neither an exit strategy nor a focused target. Lee's two-minute speech was the extent of any congressional pushback to the sweeping war powers and authority the White House was requesting. Empowered by an overwhelming bipartisan endorsement of a global borderless war against a stateless enemy, the Bush administration declared the world a battlefield. We have to work, though, sort of the dark side, if you will, Dick Cheney proclaimed on NBC's Meet the Press on September 16, 2001, hinting at what was to come. We've got to spend time in the shadows in the intelligence world. A lot of what needs to be done here will have to be done quietly, without any discussion, using sources and methods that are available to our intelligence agencies, if we're going to be successful. The president publicly signed the AUMF into law on September 18, 2001, but it was the order he signed a day earlier in secret that was even more momentous. The secret presidential directive, which remains classified, granted the CIA authority to capture and hold suspected militants across the globe, which would lead to the creation of a network of what administration officials internally referred to as black sites that could be used to imprison.